بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ کا کلام پیش خدمت ہے. ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی, ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی, مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی. نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد بد نگاہی, مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی. نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی, چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی, چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی. اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی, مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی. نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بد نگاہی, غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا, غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا, بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی, بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی. چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی, اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی. حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا, حسینوں سے اگر ملنا نہ چھوڑا, نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی, نہیں پہنچے گا دربار الہی. وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں, وہی پہنچا ہے دربار خدا میں, ملی ہے جس کو آہِ سحرگاہی, ملی ہے جس کو آہِ سحرگاہی. چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی, اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی. ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی, ہوئے ہیں رند کتنے اولیاء بھی, ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی, ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی. کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر, کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر, فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی, فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی. کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر, کھلا کیا راز سلطان بلخ پر, فقیری لی ہے دے کر تاج شاہی. چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی, اگر حاصل کرو عشق الہی. غذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر، غذا اس نفس سرکش کی تو کم کر، نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی، نہ کھا ہر روز ظالم مرغ ماہی، جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا، جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا وہی پائے گا عشق، بس عشق الٰہی، وہی پائے گا بس عشق الٰہی، چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی، اگر حاصل کرو عشق الٰہی، جو اہل دل کی صحبت میں رہے گا وہی پائے گا بس عشق الٰہی. آخری شعر ہے، ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی، ملی اختر جسے نسبت خدا کی، مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی، مٹا دی اس نے باہی اور جاہی، چٹائی پر ملے گا تخت شاہی، اگر حاصل کرو عشق الٰہی، غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی، مچا دے گی وہ باہی میں تباہی، نہ کر اے دوست ہرگز بدنگاہی، ذرا دیکھو تو فیض خانقاہی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفیٰ. This very beautiful poem of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Tabriz Zamana Rumi Waqt Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat, in this beautiful poem, has given the crux and the sum total of what is the object and purpose of coming to the Khanqah. And if a person comes with this correct object and purpose, and then see the Khanqahs, what they'll produce. So Hazrat says, Zara dekh to faze khanqa hai. Just take a look at those khanqas that were run on the tariqa of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam according to Shariat. Look at the great value, and look at the beautiful barakat and all the great blessings that people have achieved from the khanqas. And this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that people will say, why do I have to go to a khanqa? Why do I have to get connected to a sheikh to become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat says, this is the system of Allah. They're going to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like in this world, if a person asks, why does one magnet, a steel that has got magnetic effect, why does it attract other steel? So that is Allah's system. Allah has made it. Scientists will give you all their theories. So similarly, if a steel has got a magnet effect in it and it can pull other steel, then what is the magnet of the heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That magnet in which Allah ta'ala puts his nur in the heart of the friend of Allah, how that heart will attract other hearts. We have to sit with an open heart. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. Here Hazrat explains so beautifully, macha degi wo bahi mein tabahi, na kar e dost hargiz bad nigahi. Hazrat explained what will cause havoc in our lives. Two categories of diseases, spiritual diseases. One is called jah, that a person wants name, fame, all types of big titles, and a person wants to be known I must somebody that is all those type of diseases, jahi diseases. The other diseases which causes havoc in the life of a person is called bahi diseases, lustful diseases. That all your passion, haram desires, now you want to look at woman, then you want to go on to porn, all to fulfill, and then you want to masturbate, and all these homosexualities, all these terrible diseases, these are bahi. So ja and ba, a person has to be making dua for this. That oh Allah, tamam ja ki bimariya aur ba ki bimariya se puri puri hifazat farmaya. And just when we come into the khanqa with this intention that from the shaykh we will get this medicine and we take the medicine of making the zikr of Allah, then we'll see all this jahi diseases, name, fame, it will start getting transformed. And as we recognize Allah and ikhlas comes in the heart, now you're not cared what people think of you, Allah, what Allah thinks of us. That is important. And all you see, your lustful desires, all that, will start getting less. Otherwise, Hazrat says, macha degi, wo bahi me tabahi. It will cause havoc in your life. It will cause destruction in your life. And we see today, sadly in society, married people, good people, sometimes people tahajjud guzar, ulama also, if we don't take care and we think, ah, what's wrong, you have to be so strict with parda, etc., we are fooling ourselves. But the system Allah Ta'ala has made for us is foolproof. When Allah Ta'ala has commanded that adopt parda, etc., Allah Ta'ala has made it so simple. From the roots, Allah Ta'ala has cut it out. Because the door to the heart is the eyes. So Allah says, keep the eyes closed. Then your heart won't get affected. Your heart will be at ease. You'll live like a nice, peaceful person. Enjoy your ibadat. Enjoy your family life, your friend life, everything. Otherwise, if you don't control your eyes, Hazrat says, Nurkar e dos, hargiz bad nigai. If you don't want to fall into this havoc and the destructive life of all this lustful, okay, the lust and passion and desires, then don't cast evil glances. And it's not just that we think evil glances. Allah said, Kulli mu'mineen yaghuddu min absarihim. Blanket. Allah says, don't look at ghair mahram. So many times Shaitan will fool us and say, no, I'm not casting a lustful glance. So I'm looking, it's my just my cousin, just my auntie, whoever. No, Allah said, don't look at all. And this is such a command. Allah said, Kulli mu'mineen separate. And kullil mu'minat separate. That woman folk also, it doesn't just mean you put a veil on your face and you can see, look at men, or look at how your sheikh look, or how this balisab look. No. That veil must be there and you must control your gazes. Allahu Akbar. On one occasion, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with our two honorable mothers, two azwajim mutahharat of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting having discussion with them. A knock on the door, and it was inquired, who was it? Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala, a blind sahabi, and talks take place in the house, ulama, even in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's homes. So people come to know, even the azwajim mutahharat come to know, oh, this is this sahabi, this is that sahabi. So they knew Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ummi Maktoum radiallahu ta'ala was a blind sahabi. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he allowed him permission to enter, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, make parda, move at the back behind the veil. So they said, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he is blind, he won't be able to see us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are you two also blind? Won't you be able? And what is their caliber of iman? There's no question of bahi or any lust or anything. No question of lustful glances. But look how much ihtiyat, how much care in the household of Hazrat Nabi Kareem Sausam. So in our household, today we just take it for granted, and today this is causing havoc in society. Allah Akbar. Judge Akbar Allahabadi, who was a judge in the time of the British, ultimately in dunya, very high secular, in secular, he had a high degree. But when he sat in the company of the friends of Allah, then he learned reality. And beautiful advices he gave. One of the advices he gave with regard to this subject, he said, Bepardagi ka natija yahi nikla. Jo beta samja wo batija nikla. That the effect and the cause of Bepardagi, that is not having parda in our homes, brother-in-law mixing with a sister-in-law, uncles mixing with your cousins, etc. And you say, what's wrong? And what's wrong with these Maulvis? They talk about the subject of controlling your gaze. Something wrong with them. Nothing happens to us. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah wa Dada Sheikh, and our honorable illustrious Sheikh, what treatment don't they give us? Hazrat says, that person who says that nothing happens to me when I talk to a woman, or I look at a girl and I talk to my cousin, nothing happens to me. And Hazrat says, there's one of two things wrong with you. Either you're not a man, so nothing will happen to you. You something else, then nothing will happen. And either if you are a man, then you're so foolish, you don't even know what is happening. Our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh Arif Billah Hazrat Masham Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzadil Ali explained, if you put butter in front of fire, whether you like it or not, it's going to melt. So don't think I'm the wali of the time, nothing will happen to me. You can be the greatest wali of the time, that don't take it for granted. If I talk to a woman without any reason, and that also a reason, how we have to talk also. Be very, very careful. So Hazrat says, you put butter in front of fire, don't think it's not going to melt. So Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, the second thing is, that you don't even know what is happening to you. Take your trousers to the lab, and then they will tell you how much of fluid has come out, and how much of your manhood you have left, lost also. So Hazrat says, don't cast glances to wear mahram, then you stay at ease. Otherwise it will cause havoc in your life. Your tahajjud, you won't be at ease. Outwardly you will be putting a show. I'm making tahajjud, I'm paban with my namaz, but your namaz, where you are gone? Our Hazrat says, we just drop off our body here, and our ruh is somewhere else. So Allah give us tawfiq to realize that we have to make dua also, and we have to take the ilaj and the treatment of all these bahi, these lustful diseases. And if you do this, Hazrat says, chatai par milega takhtishahi, agar hasil karo ishq ilahi. That if you work to get the love of Allah, the easiest way to burn all jai and bahi diseases, the easiest way to burn it out is the flame of the love of Allah. And the flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where you get it, ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati. Kisi jalti huye dil ke paas apne dil ko rakho. That this flame won't just light up. Everybody, Allah has put the flare, the candle of love in our hearts. So you just bring your candle and attach it to that burning flame, and put your candle next to the flame of the heart of the Ahlullah that is burning with the flame of the love of Allah, and your heart will get lit up. And as it gets lit up and you make your zikr regularly, you see your flame will increase all the time. And now to control your gazes, which you thought you can't do, now you see you feel terrible about yourself. How could I cast glances? How could I be talking to my sister-in-law and my cousins, etc.? What a low thing I was doing. Now you see Allah Ta'ala gives the strength. So Allah Ta'ala says, when you attain this love of Allah, then you'll be a simple person sitting on a straw mat. In other words, you won't be worried of the pomp and glory of this dunya, but you'll get the stage, and you'll get the throne of the king of the time. In other words, doesn't mean that you won't be worried of fleshy things. You won't be worried of luxurious life. You'll be living a simple life, but what you got in your heart, the love of Allah, the kings of this world won't have. As our honorable the illustrious Zada Sheikh, his beautiful poem also, he mentions that in the heads of the friends of the kings of this world, in the heads of the kings of this world, they all the time, because of the heavy crowns, they got headaches. In the previous days, the crowns were made of pure gold. And our Shaykh explained, it was suspended, and what they were chains, it was suspended on the head. That when the king sits on his throne, then his crown like just puts on his head. It's not actually on his head, it's too heavy, it's made of gold. So that chain used to hold it up. So that alone gives him headache. And the second biggest headache is worried of his position, that my chair mustn't be taken away. The next president mustn't come in. He wants to increase his term of office. Even if his term is finished, he is now trying to push himself on. But with all that, his pockets are getting full, but his head is just getting headache. Or ehle wafa ke seeno mein ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. اینڈ دوز دیٹ آر لائل ٹو اللہ رب العزت اینڈ دے آر وریڈ آف گیٹنگ دا کنیکشن وتھ اللہ, دیٹ از دا ریئل کنگڈم اینڈ دیٹ از دا ریئل کنگ. دیٹس وائی وی فائنڈ ان فرنٹ آف دا نیم آف آل دا اہل اللہ وی سے شاہ, حضرت مولانا شاہ عبد الحمید صاحب, دیز آر دا ریئل کنگز بیکاز دے ہیو گاٹ اللہ اکبر دا تھرون از سٹنگ لائک دے آر ایکچولی نیکسٹ ٹو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اللہ از گیون دیم دیٹ آنریبل پوزیشن. سو حضرت سیز دس یو گیٹ ایون وائل یو سٹنگ آن یور سٹرو میٹ ان یور سمپل سمپل ہوم آلسو یو گیٹ دا تھرون آف دا کنگز آف باؤتھ دا ورلڈ, دیٹ از وین یو گیٹ دا لو آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی. اینڈ اف یو ڈونٹ ڈو دس ٹریٹمنٹ دین فردر حضرت ایکسپلینز ناؤ دا ادر ڈیزیز. جا اے پرسن وانٹس لاٹ آف پین, وین اے پرسن ڈزنٹ گیٹ دس پین, پیپل ڈزنٹ آنر ہیم ایٹسیٹرا, لائک حضرت سیز ان آور ہومز, یو آر ان اے مسجد, بگ بزرگ, آئی ایم دا بگ شیخ ناؤ, آئی ایم گیونگ بیان. When you go home, the wife doesn't even tell you anything. She doesn't even look at you. She'll rather tell you some bad words. At that time, غضب سے تو اگر مغلوب ہوگا بکے گی پھر زباں واہی تباہی. If now you are overtaken with anger, that what you think? Don't you know who I am? I am the sheikh of the time. And you just talk to me like this, then Hazrat says you will be overpowered with anger. And when you get overpowered with anger, then you just utter stupid, foolish words. You don't think what you utter. You become like a mad person. And as it is said so beautifully, that a mad person, a foolish person, his tongue is in first gear, his brain is in reverse gear. He first just talks and utters whatever he wants. After that, then he thinks, oh, what I did. Intelligent person, his brain is in first gear and his tongue is in reverse gear. He first thinks 100 times what I must say. Even good things what he have to say, he'll first think, is it necessary? And that's why we know the pious servants, they could count their words end of the day. Useless person like myself, we just bucking all the time, just talking all the time, and we don't think what we are talking. So this anger is another jahi disease. It's actually a disease that you want fame, you want name. And this stands up, Hazrat says, this is the child of pride. That when you got pride, then people don't honor you, or people just tell you something, now you start blurting. And today, big complaints that, Mufti Sahab, I just said anger, I just said talaq in anger. Who says talaq in happiness? Obviously, so at that time, that is the time when to control yourself. And it doesn't mean you don't get angry. A person, Hazrat Imam Shafi Rahmatullah used to say, a person who doesn't get angry, he is a donkey. And a person who gets angry and he doesn't control his anger, he is a shaitan. So here we have come to learn how to control our anger. And anger, where we have to have our anger, where not supposed to have. Otherwise, this anger, if we don't control, we just be uttering terrible words and we'll be causing havoc to ourselves. Further, Hazrat explains again the first disease, that if you don't control your gazes, then what will happen? Haseena se agar milna na chora, nahi ponchega darbari ilahi. If now you are casting glances, and even like today, sadly, in the schools, all the other places, even in madrasas today, if the parda is not up to standard, then we find even you can be the ustah, you can be the sheikh of the time, you can be the imam of haram, but if you're not leaving, meeting with these beauties, and you start talking with them freely, in your offices, wherever, and you think nothing happens to me, Hazrat says you can never reach the court of Allah. You won't get the closeness of Allah. You're fooling yourself that I am a sheikh, I'm very pious. And today, sadly, we are fooled that you can say, the woman can sit in front of their sheikh and talk to him. Even if their parda is on, but they can talk to him directly. No, this was not the system of our deen. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the greatest personality, never used to do that. So we have to be, as it says, if you don't leave this meeting with these beauties, then you'll never reach the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وہی پہنچائے دربار خدا میں ملی ہے جس کو آہ سہرگاہی. Hazrat says only that person reached the court of Allah, became the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that that person at the time of tahajjud, he cried over his sins. And he had that that deep regret, oh Allah, how I passed my life. Oh Allah, please forgive me. So for these two diseases, these two categories of diseases, jahi and bahi, one is we have to be making dua, begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to be taking the treatment. And when we cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give us this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Further, our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh explains that when a person cries and begs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cries about his condition, then and he attends the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then see what is the blessings of the khanka. Huwe hai ring kitne awliya bhi sara deko to faze khanka hai. It's so many people that we regarded as the scum of the earth, ring. And the person thought, me, I can never become a friend of Allah. I am a total useless. I am a wipeout in society. But see how those people became the friends of Allah. And they changed the lives of others. Allahu Akbar. And our Dara Shaykh of the Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say so beautifully, a person who thinks that me na laiku, then just sit by the like, those that are worthy people. You think you are unworthy, just come and put your heart by those that are worthy, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our Honorable Illustrious Dada, our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh, then see the blessings of the Khanka. See all the great Ashtikin you see in front of you, how their lives have changed. Khula kya raaz sultani balk par fakiri li hai dekar taj shahi. That look at Allahu Akbar, the king of Balk, that is Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayhi. He was the king of the time, and when Allah Ta'ala opened the secret to his heart that I must become the friend of Allah, many incidents that took place, but without going into that detail, that he sacrificed his whole kingdom and he opted to rather become a pauper but to get the greater kingdom, that is get the crown of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he became the wali of the time. And how many lives of people he have changed after that. Ghiza is nafs sarkash ki to kam kar na ka har roz zalim mur wa mahi. Hazrat says that if you want this passion, your desires, your lust, etc., to be under control, then our intake of food also we should see. Particularly as our Hazrat has stressed and stresses upon us over and over, that see what type of food we are eating. Every day just enjoying chicken, every day enjoying fish and all, mutton and all these type, and particularly worse, this outdoor food, this food that we are buying from the takeaways. What terrible food that we are eating, and this increases the lust in a person. So on the one hand, you're trying to make your zikr, on the other hand, you see you're not coming right. Let us see the food we are taking. Many times a child also complains that, Marana, my son is not coming right with his hips. At home he knows it, but see what food we're giving the children. That they must buy their chips and their coke and they must go to madrasa. So this food that we take just increases our desires. So Allah Ta'ala teaches us that we have to see the type of intake we take. Jo ahle dil ki sohbat mein rahega wahi payega bas ishq ilahi. So Hazrat explains now the real treatment, and that is to become the friend of Allah, whoever stays continuously in the company of the people of hearts, that is those hearts that are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh, that those sit in their company, then you will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to sit with an open heart, that we want this love of Allah, and what treatment we are given, our zikr etc. we have to make. Then Hazrat explains, Allah Akbar, how did he get this high position, and how you will get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mili akhtar jisne nisbat khuda ki mita di usne bahi aur jahi. Hazrat explains that our Honorable Illustrious Dada Shaykh and our Shaykh Hazrat Shah Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi and our Honorable Shaykh Adman Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatun, that how did they get this nisbat with Allah, this very special connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they annihilated totally the two categories of diseases, all the jahi diseases, that name, fame, etc., bahi, all our passion and desires. In other words, we have to annihilate ourselves totally, and this annihilation we'll get from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as our Hazrat explained, our Dara Shaykh explained also in one malfuz of his, that the more you annihilate yourself with the zikr of Allah and the nur of Allah comes in your heart, then what you talk, the effect, the nur of that in the heart will have effect on your words, and that will have the effect on the hearts of people. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to come with our correct intention and benefit from this very special khanka of ours.
Ya Ashar Hazrat Ola Qarasi Rahmatullah Alayhi ka hai, jo jandar, sandar aur mazidar hai. Ilahi apni rahmaton se tu kar de ba khabar apna, الہی اپنی رحمت سے تو کر دے باخبر اپنا نانجم ہے ہمارے ناؤ اور نہ شمس و قمر اپنا نانجم ہے ہمارے اور نہ شمس و قمر اپنا سوا تیرے نہیں ہے کوئی میرا سنگ در اپنا سوا تیرے نہیں ہے کوئی میرا سنگ در اپنا کوئی حاجت ہو رکھتا ہوں تیری چوکھٹ پہ سر اپنا کوئی حاجت ہو رکھتا ہوں تیری چوکھٹ پہ سر اپنا خدا وندہ محبت ایسی دے دے اپنی رحمت سے خدا وندہ محبت ایسی دے دے اپنی رحمت سے کرے اختر فدا تجھ پر اے دل اپنا جگر اپنا کرے اختر فدا تجھ پر اے دل اپنا جگر اپنا خدا وندہ محبت ایسی دے دے اپنی رحمت سے خدا وندہ محبت ایسی دے دے اپنی رحمت سے کرے اختر فدا تجھ پر اے دل اپنا جگر اپنا میں کب تک نفس و دشمن کی غلامی سے رہوں رسوا میں کب تک نفس و دشمن کی غلامی سے رہوں رسوا تو کر لے ایسے ناکارا کو پھر بارے دیگر اپنا تو کر لے ایسے ناکارا کو پھر بارے دیگر اپنا چھڑا کر غیر سے دل کو تو اپنا خاص کر ہم کو چھڑا کر غیر سے دل کو تو اپنا خاص کر ہم کو تو فضل خاص کو ہم سب پہ یا رب عام کر اپنا تو فضل خاص کو ہم سب پہ یا رب عام کر اپنا بفیض مرشد کامل تو کر ہسیاگوں کو بفیض مرشد کامل تو کر دے ہسیاگوں کو کہ وقف خانے کا حصہ ہے قلب و جگر اپنا کہ وقف خان کا حصہ ہے قلب و جگر اپنا تغافل سے جکی توبہ تو اس کی راہ میں اختر تغافل سے جکی توبہ تو ان کی راہ میں اختر ہما تن مشغلا ہے ذکر کا شام رامو سحر اپنا ہما تن مشغلا ہے ذکر کا شام و سحر اپنا خدا وندہ محبت ایسی دے دے اپنی رحمت سے خدا وندہ محبت ایسی دے دے اپنی رحمت سے کرے اختر فدا تجھ پر اے دل اپنا جگر اپنا کرے اختر فدا تجھ پر اے دل اپنا جگر اپنا
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد اس بیوٹیفل پوم حضرت شاہ مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ہی سیز دیٹ اف اے پرسن ہیز اینی نیڈ دین ہی مسٹ پلیس اٹ اپون دی تھریش ہولڈ آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی دیٹ از این اے پرسن میکس سجدہ اینڈ باوز ہز ہیڈ ڈاؤن الہی اپنی رحمت سے تو کر دے باخبر اپنا او اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی تھرو یور مرسی اونلی تھرو یور کائنڈنس یو میک اس اوے آف یو That is, you must get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing else for us, no gathering, nor the sun, nor the moon, nothing is for us. But you make us not worried about anything else, but only you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, besides you, نہیں ہے کوئی میرا سنگ در اپنا. There is no other place for me to place my head and to humble myself. If I have got any need and necessity, I must put my head down, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at your threshold. I must cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me through your mercy such love of yours, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Al-Akhtar is already mentioning about himself, and it's referring to all of us, that we must get such love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must be able to sacrifice our heart and our love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is our full bodies. The person must humble himself, sacrifice himself in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, may kab tak nafs o dushman ki ghulami se rahu ruswa. How long can I remain disgraced and embarrassed in the servitude and in the slavery of my nafs, who is my enemy? He is my enemy and I am remaining under his servitude. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such a useless person like me, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you revive me, give me a proper life, and make me a person, you revive me. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your great mercy, chura kar ghair se dil ko, tu apna khas kar humko, take us everything else out of our hearts, besides you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make our hearts only specially for you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your special fadl, tu fadl khas ko, your special grace and mercy, you make it aam, and you make it common, and for every single one of us, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the barakat and the faiz and the blessings of a perfect guide, spiritual guide, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this bird which is a crow, which has got no value at all, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can make it a falcon, something which is flying very, very high. You change like something which is useless completely into something which is very, very valuable. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we must sacrifice our hearts and our lovers for the khanka of our sheikh. That is, a person must sacrifice himself and staying in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, through the barakat of this year, that crow, which is nothing at all, will become a valuable falcon. And O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taghafud se jo ki toba, to unki rami akhtar, hama tan mashghala hai dhikr ka sham wa sahar apna. O Allah, the person who has made toba in ghaflat and mindfulness, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us stay also still in the path of making a dhikr all the time with our heart. Now full bodies, we must give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though our tawbah is so very, very weak, it is so useless, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your grace and mercy, let us remain always in your zikr, morning and evening, remembering you and getting connection with you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Illallah, 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 illallah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی. وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ, ایسا ہے میرا اللہ. الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سورہ رحمان پڑھ کر کر لو اپنے دل کو نورانی، روشن روشن قلب و جگر ہو جگمگ جگمگ پیشانی، دل میں خدا کا نام بسا لو بات کرو تم قرآنی، چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا، چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا، لوگ کہے ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے، غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے، پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے، ان کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم ماہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے، سورج چاند ستاروں میں نور چمک رکھا کس نے، لیلا کے پانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے، خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے، خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے، شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہمے دل میں لگاتے ہیں، جس سے معاصی کے ہی سارے خار و سس جل جاتے ہیں، عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہمے دل میں لگاتے ہیں، جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں، پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل تک پہنچاتے ہیں. رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے، سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ، سب کہہ دو ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے، جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے، جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے، ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے، ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے، کیسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد للہ الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى اما بعد. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayat of the Holy Quran that ittaqu Allah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin, that adopt taqwa, and where will you gain this taqwa? This taqwa, you can only gain this taqwa in the company of the pious. In another ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained who are the pious. Wa kunu ma'as sadiqin, be with these truthful people. Who are these truthful people? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Those are those people who are truthful. They are the pious people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by adopting the company of these pious people, as our Hazrat explained, a person was a nari, he becomes a nuri. A person who was a jahannami will become a jannati. And in this way, a person who we can see in our own day and age, a person comes from the gutters. You think there's no hope for this person. A person can be a druggie, a person can be whatever. But if he is sincere and you bring him in the company of these pious people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a spark in this person's heart, and this goes, as Hazrat explains, this is from heart to heart. We cannot get this in any other way. We cannot get it over the internet. We cannot get it in any other way. But it only comes from heart to heart. And when the Shaykh's tawajjuh is on a person's heart, this is how a person will gain this flame of the burning love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person from the gutters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say a person farshta arshtak, a person who was right on the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him right on the throne. And in this way, a person will get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this person who was once upon a time, we can see for in the time Hazrat Malik bin Dinar rahimahullah, he was a drunkard, and his habit was that whenever he used to come home, he had an orphan child. He used to feed that orphan child first, and then he used to go to bed. One day this orphan child passed away, and he was very sad. He couldn't take it. This orphan child passed away, and he came, and for a few days he was going in this sadness. And in this sadness, one day he saw a dream. When he came to sleep, he saw a dream. This child, it was the day of Qiyamah. And the people, there was a large serpent behind him, and all the people were going. And he saw an old man, and this old man is saying, I don't know, I can't help you, but maybe you can go that side. All the treasures of the Muslimin are kept there. And when he went that side, he sees the small child, this orphan child who has passed away, who he used to look after, has his bottle in her hand, and she's breaking the bottle, and she's saying, أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. That she says, has not that time come where your heart becomes subservient, أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله, to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he woke up the next morning, he broke that bottle of his, and he became the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if that could happen in that time, the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was in that time, the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is here today. And it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. This, as Mulana explained yesterday, that this is explained the past tense, the present tense, and the future tense. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in Quran, it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in every time and era, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep alive such people who will be from among the sadiqeen, and who will be able to lead us on the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to take from our Shaykh, and from all the, and whoever our heart takes to, in our case, from our Shaykh, and we get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we get the burning flame in our heart, as our Shaykh, burning is day and night, endless efforts just to make our Islah, just for us to get onto this path. So we must take from this, and we should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us such a Shaykh. We should make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us to be in such a company,
on a Saturday night where many people are doing other things. We sitting here in the presence of our Shaykh, where these are such gatherings where the angels are boasting among each other, are boasting that look at these people, other people are doing other things and these people are sitting and in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to take full benefit and make us from His awliya.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah tomorrow morning after the Fajr Salah will be a program here in the masjid, and inshallah at 10 o'clock the program will commence. Inshallah we'll be having a mashwara at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning regarding the Islah Jalsa, which will be coming in 2-3 months time, and regarding other matters also of the Khanka. So I'm going to request for all the brothers inshallah to be at 10 o'clock. And one other very important point to note is that especially we should encourage our women folk, that those who are coming for the program, we should be very particular about the noise. That is, they should cut down on the noise. They are disturbing many, many other people. Some ladies are coming to listen, and unfortunately, because of some who are speaking loudly, who are causing a disturbance to others, it's causing taklif and difficulty to everyone. So we should be particular about it. We should not cause taklif and difficulty to anybody else. Our children also, we should keep them under control, not allow them to make a lot of noise, to run around. If we cannot look after our children, they are making a lot of noise, it's preferable we rather not bring them. We rather stay at home and listen to the program over the live streaming and any other method, but do not become a disturbance to other people. For our own benefit, one person, we are causing harm to every other person. So we should take these points in mind. And even at run time, unfortunately, there are many, many people, as soon as the program finishes, amongst the women folk, they start talking. Azan is taking place and there's a lot of noise taking place there. So we should humbly request for us to inshallah inform our women folk so that they can be particular about this. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. جزى الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم اجعل نبينا لنا فرطا وحوضه لنا موردا. اللهم احشرنا في زمرته واستعملنا بسنته وتوفنا في ملته وجعلنا في حزبه. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك. اللهم يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع المتقين مع الإيمان. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا هنيئا مريئا مريعا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير آجل. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.